Better Man, Pearl Jam on Triple M. This is the Rush Hour with Liesl, Liam and Dobbo. It's your new local. Now, the Gold Coast Titans.
Yep.
Top four bound. I stand by that. I haven't disclosed which year.
Or which end.
Or which. No, Liesl. Top four. Top four. How don't get on board with Dobbo's nonsense.
Hang on.
No, I don't agree with him anyway.
Yeah, okay. Oh, my God. We look like you've kicked his cat.
Yeah. Aww.
He got so sad for a moment.
No, I just know that Jones, where Jones is loyalty, he's always lied. It's been very evident since day one.
Magic round is upon us. We got the Triple M Legends lunch on Thursday at the Regatta Hotel. But this weekend, all games of football are at Suncorp Stadium. And the one I can't wait to see is the Titans when they take on the Dragons and then get back on the winning track. One man who no doubt agrees with those feelings is the coach of the Titans, Justin Holbrook, joins us on the line. G'day, Justin.
G'day, how are we?
All right, how are you, firstly? We always talk about the team and the club and, you know, the Gold Coast, but how's the coach doing when he goes home at night and sees his girls?
Oh, mate, I'm okay. It's obviously hard when you don't win, you know. You naturally, your days are longer, you have more meetings and you're trying to find the answers. So it's a lot harder than when you're winning, that's for sure. But you just got to stick at it, turn it around.
When you started the year, you're coming off a top eight performance last year and potentially could have gone deep into those semi-finals except for a poor call that went against you. You full of confidence, trialled really well, and even your first game, although Parramatta beat you, you scored a lot of points and it was a high-scoring game and would have given you an enormous amount of confidence. Yep. So what's gone wrong?
Yeah, great point. Listen, in all honesty, Dobbo, I think what we'd spend all pre-season with sort of Toby at half, AJ 5'8", and Jaden Campbell fullback, even game one, you know.
You had no AJ.
AJ didn't play. So then we actually only had that in place for round two and half of game three. Canberra, JC had his rib cartilage and battled through some of the second half, and then we had to take him off and then we get run down. So since then, we haven't had those three play together until this week. So that hasn't helped us. That's not the only reason. You know, we haven't played well enough. That's obvious. You know, you've been calling our games. You know, we were poor against the Roosters. We were poor against the Cowboys. I think every other game we've been in, you know, we pushed Penrith really hard. So we haven't been diabolical, but we haven't been good enough to win. But I think what we've got to get right this week is the fact that, you know, Jaden Campbell back in, AJ back to six and Toby at seven, which is what we spent all preseason with to give us our best chance of playing well.
Justin, when you're in the trenches and it's very challenging to turn it around mentally, I know just from working with sports psychologists and studying psychology how difficult that is. As the coach, what do you say to the players? Because you've still got a season to go. Do you stop digging? You know, don't dig anymore, or just try and find a way out for the rest of the season?
I think early in the week you have to dig deeper. You've got to do your reviews and show them why we, you know, didn't win games and make sure that there's learning taking place. And then at the back end of the week, you know, obviously including this week especially, it's about instilling the self-belief and confidence on what we've worked on to fix, that it's going to work, you know, when we run out there and play. Because obviously, when you're not going well, everyone gets affected, and you know, not just the coaches, the players as well. And obviously, through social media, it doesn't miss a lot of people these days. So, I mean, the players, by the time you tell the players, they've already heard it 100 times themselves. So, it's really a key balance on not being happy with where you are, but also, you know, getting ready to be clear about what we're going to do on Saturday, and that's what we've got to build as the week goes on.
At halftime last week, and I called your game, it was dead set. You know, it could have gone either way. You guys had scrapped and you'd held on. And I said to Ben T at the time, do you try and win the second half? That was the big thing that I thought. And you came out and for 20 minutes, you went with the Roosters again. But then something goes missing. Do you think that you've got the right players in that squad that can get the job done for you? Because there's no shame if you haven't. I mean, you guys will rip the Band-Aid off. You'll obviously move players on and you'll bring the players in there. But with the squad that you've got at the moment, they might not be performing. Do you think you've got the right roster?
I do, mate, yes. I think, but the key is making sure that 17 have had a really great week and there's no sort of issues around, because you can get things that can affect you during the week and then it affects your performance and things like that. So my real disappointment last week was the back end of that game. You know, as you said, I thought we scrapped our way to stay in it at 28-16 and we were, you know, the only two tries behind, but then all of a sudden it goes sort of bang, 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 and that was real disappointing to see that finish. So in terms of this week, as I said, Jaden Campbell, Phil Summey's back from injury. Jared Wallace played terrific for Burley. So you can make key changes. I've got to make a couple through injury as well. But I think, you know, it's important that we get the right 17. And that becomes difficult because the more you lose, the more you change. And then you play on other sides that win. Like, for example, last week we played Penrith. They hadn't changed their starting 13 for 5 weeks.
Yep.
So one, if you're winning and you're not changing your side, the week is so easy. Well, it's not easy. Every game's hard, but your planning's easy. Whereas once you start chopping and changing, you're trying to get new combinations. You only have a couple of sessions to get it right, and it can be difficult. But that's a position we're in, and we've got to accept that and make some little changes and get it right for the games.
Do you I want to get to the Kieran Foran acquisition in a minute, but do you still hold hope as a coach, and I mean this realistically, at 2-7 or 2-8, that you can actually make the 8?
No. Two and seven.
I'm going to ask the question again. Do you think at two and seven, do you still hold out that you can make the 8 at the Titans this season?
Mate, definitely. And the reason being, I think early in the, you know, up until last week, we lost a few games in tight finishes that I think the learnings of a bit of an experience will flourish at the back end of the year. But after last week where we sort of get beaten easily, and then that I'm not happy with that. But I think if we can get back to, you know, pushing Parramatta twice, Penrith and other sides that we've, you know, Manly were 4 tries all and lost, unfortunately, that if, you know, stick at that and get a fit JC back in there, and then, you know, all of a sudden you string a few together, you're back in the mix. But we have to do it sooner rather than later, obviously, being 2-7. So, but I'm definitely confident. I'm happy with the squad. You know, we're sticking at it. We're training well. We've got to put it together when it counts, which is the 80 minutes.
How much of Kieran Foran's deal is made up with third-party agreements at tattoo parlours?
Well, I'm unaware of that, that's for sure. But
you'd love him to come this year, wouldn't you? You've seen what Chad Townsend's done and what Adam Reynolds has done to young spines and young squads. You bring a bloke like Foran into that team, and it's a whole different shape.
What on Dobbo, and I think that's showing, you know, the pressure of NRL games and the value of a key spine guy there for everybody. You know, I've had a few chats to Kieran, and what I love now is how well he's playing the back end of his career now. You know, he's got everything sorted and he's playing as good as ever. But it's not just him playing, it's going to help halves, and not just halves, you know, he helps back rowers, he helps centres, he instills where they have to be, and he's, you know, and he's got the experience on the board, won grand finals, played international footy. So I think it doesn't just add a player, it helps the whole side, and that's why I'm excited about having him join us and working with Jaden Campbell, AJ, Toby Sexton, as well as, you know, the Dave Fifita's and stuff. You know, I'm being critical of Dave, and I think, well, he needs to play well, the halves need to play better for him, and everything helps, you know, when you get an experienced guy in the spine. So I'm really excited to have him join us, yeah.
Well, I'm really excited about the Saturday at Magic Round at Suncorp Stadium. It is a sellout, and if you look at it like a three-course meal, Liesl, you got the entree, which is Warriors taking on South Sydney. Some people have the entree, some don't.
It's
everybody
has oysters, Kilpatrick.
Exactly. You got the dessert, which is Panthers v Storm. Sure,
creme brulee.
Everyone likes dessert, but the main meal this Saturday is Titans taking on the Dragons.
Delicious.
And with Jaden Campbell coming back into the side, I see nothing but victory that moves them to 3-7, and the climb begins from there. Justin Holbrook, the coach of the Titans. Always a pleasure to have you on. Enjoy the weekend. Look forward to talking to you after a win.
Thanks, guys. I love that, Liam. I love every bit of it. Thank you.
Justin, thank you so much, bud.